Health Quality Subcommittee will now come to order. Bobby, would you please call the roll?
Chair Roberson?
Present.
Representatives Campbell?
Yes.
Diaz?
Present.
Gonzalez? Nelson? Oliva?
Here.
Rader? Rollerson?
Here.
Rodriguez?
Here.
Rooney?
Here.
Saunders?
Here.
Representative Spano is excused. Watson?
Here.
Board is present, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you. As we begin the meeting, I ask everyone in the audience who has a cell phone to please make sure it's silenced. I remember that anyone who appears before the committee, you must fill out an appearance card. Okay, thank you. We have three bills on the agenda for consideration today, and they'll be taken up in the following order. First, we'll have House Bill 195. Second, we'll have House Bill 413. And last, we'll have House Bill 463. Representative Perry, are you ready to present your bill? You are recognized to present your bill.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. For some of you, this is the third time you've heard this bill, two times before it's passed in the House. Last time, unanimously, at all committee stops and on the floor, and in the Senate, it just died for some reasons over in the Senate, not on merit, from breakdown over there. But what this does, it takes the EMS training certification now is currently in the state of Florida and moves it to the national standard, which will be more like all the other states that we have. Right now, Florida has outdated textbooks, and if we continue on this course, if we don't change it this year, Florida will be forced to print their own textbooks if we don't go to the national certification, which is Florida's outdated 20-year-old outdated standards that we have now. So that is a bill, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you, Representative Perry. Members, any questions of the representative on this bill? Okay, Representative Saunders, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative, I was just wondering if you could speak to the portion of the bill that removes the requirement that paramedics and EMS folk get HIV/AIDS training, and talk about why we're removing that and how we make sure that those important trainings will still be a part of their overall curriculum.
You're recognized.
Thank you. Thank you for the question. Yeah, the AIDS training that's currently now is outdated. I can't remember the exact date. I think it's at least 20-year-old training. So what this does, it brings up all of the bloodborne pathogen training into current training. So AIDS is certainly a part of that. Things have changed, and the new training methods are what we want to be in compliance with all the knowledge we have today. So it doesn't remove it. It changes it to the current education platform.
Thank you, Representative. I might add, the terminology now is used as universal precautions, and so that's across that's a training spectrum across all the professions now. Okay, any other questions, members? Any public testimony? Okay, I see no public testimony. We're in debate. Any debate? Okay. No debate. Representative Perry, you're recognized to close on your bill.
I will close.
Okay. Thank you, Representative. Bobby, please call the roll on House Bill 195.
Representatives Campbell?
Oh, yes.
Diaz?
Yes.
Gonzalez?
Yes.
Nelson?
Yes.
Oliva?
Yes.
Rader? Rollerson?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Saunders?
Yes.
Spano is excused. Watson?
Yes.
Chair Roberson?
Yes.
Bill passes.
Okay, by your vote, we'll show the bill reported favorably.
Thank you,
Representative. Okay, the next bill for consideration today is House Bill 413 by Representative Hudson. Representative Hudson, are you ready to present your bill?
I am.
And I understand is this your first bill that you've ever presented?
It is, Chairman. Thank you.
Okay. It will be painless, I guarantee.
I believe you. I have no doubt.
Okay. Representative Hudson, you're recognized to present your bill to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, committee members. HB 413 allows physical therapists to accept a treatment plan from advanced registered nurse practitioners. In the last 15 years, there have been numerous conflicting rulings by the Physical Therapy Board, and this bill is an attempt to clarify everything. And I do have an amendment, Mr. Chair.
Okay, just a moment. We'll go to the amendment. Okay, we'll go to the amendment. We'll take up the amendment first. You're recognized to explain your amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This amendment was brought up by committee staff, and they pointed out that we needed this amendment to clarify that physical therapists can implement their own plan of treatment, which is common practice.
Okay, thank you. On the amendment, any questions on the amendment? Any public testimony on the amendment? We have Jim Doughton. Would you like to speak to the amendment?
Just waiving in support of the amendment.
Okay. Mr. Doughton, will the Florida Physical Therapy Association waive in support on the amendment? Okay. No further testimony, public testimony. We're on debate on the amendment. Any debate on the amendment? Show that amendment adopted without objection. Okay, we're back on the bill as amended. Members, any questions on the bill as amended? Representative Gonzalez, you're recognized for a question. Representative Hudson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Hudson, it says here that your bill deletes unnecessary words to improve readability. What words are those? What are we talking about?
Mr. Chair.
You're recognized.
Thank you. Representative, if you look through the bill on page 2, lines 50 and 52, and also lines 58, there's words in there that we've deleted just to make sure that it reads smoothly.
Follow up, Mr. Chair.
You recognize
specifically what words are we talking about? I mean, what are the words?
Mr. Chair.
Recognize.
Thank you. Representative, on line 49, authorized under the term is one, as used in, as defined in this chapter, nothing in, and the word authorized. Thank you.
Okay, one more follow up, Mr. Chair.
One more.
Is the word the one of the words that we're talking about?
Mr. Chair.
Recognize.
Thank you. Under line 49, yes, the word the is in.
Got it. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Members, any other questions? Okay. Public testimony on the bill as amended. We have Allison Karvajak with the Florida Nurse Practitioner Network.
We waive in support, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. She waives in support. We have Marva Keir, President of the Florida Nurses Association.
Florida Nurses Association waives in support.
Thank you very much. Waives in support. Any other public testimony? Okay, we're back on the bill. In debate? Any debate? No debate? Okay. All right. Representative Hudson, would you like to close on your bill?
I would. I'm going to read close. I just want to mention I would like to thank Representative Campbell for coming on and co-sponsoring this bill.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. We're back. Bobby, would you please call the roll on House Bill 413 and announce the vote?
Representative Campbell?
Yes.
Diaz?
No.
Gonzalez?
No.
Nelson?
No.
Oliva?
No.
Rader? Rollerson?
No.
Rodriguez?
No.
Rooney?
No.
Saunders?
Absolutely not.
Watson?
Can't do it.
Chair Robertson?
Yes, I think it's a good bill.
It's a good bill.
Mr. Chairman?
Representative Gonzalez, you're recognized for a motion.
After hearing your comments of it being a good bill, I'd like to reconsider that vote.
That's a good motion. Okay. Representative Gonzalez, we need to reconsider. We'll take the vote again. Okay.
Representative Campbell?
Yes.
Diaz?
Yes.
Gonzalez?
All right.
Nelson?
Yes.
Oliva?
Yes.
Rader? Robertson?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Saunders?
Yes.
Spano is excused. Watson?
Yes.
Phil Robertson?
Yes.
The bill passes.
Bill passes.
Okay, we'll show you a bill reported favorably. Good job. Good job.
Good job.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Eddie, don't do that to Mike.
Okay. Who's going to present?
Yes, I'll do it. He's
here. Okay.
Well, don't do it.
Okay, the next bill for consideration is House Bill 463, Examination of Dentists by Representative Rodriguez. And Representative Rodriguez, this is your first time to present a bill?
Yes. Congratulations.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Well, you'll do fine, too. So you're recognized to present your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is a glitch bill. This relates to legislation which was passed last session, which had an omission which created an unintended consequence that we're now trying to fix with this bill. By way of background, foreign-trained dentists who are training to practice in Florida, they who've attended a certified foreign dental school, the way that the law is right now, they take a two-year supplemental dentistry course that upon graduating from, that enables them to sit for the dental licensing exam. And what the bill last year did was it clarified, it specified that 2-year supplemental course had to be in general dentistry. We have a lot of supplemental programs that allow dentists to be trained in specialty programs. But so, for example, what last year's legislation did was it made sure that when a foreign trained dentist is taking that 2-year course, that they're being trained in general dentistry. So that, for example, if they're taking a two-year course. In orthodontics, that really the Board of Dentistry does not view that as adequate preparation to practice dentistry in Florida. They're certainly able to take supplemental education to specialize later on. But what this bill does is that, unfortunately, when this legislation was passed last year, it should have included a future date to account for the fact that we had students in the pipeline at that moment who were in specialty programs and had incurred financial burdens and the like, and they were already in the pipeline. Unfortunately, legislation had immediate effect, and so there are a category of students who are studying to become dentists, who are getting up to the level of DMD or DDS in order to be able to take the Florida dental licensing exam, who are in this unfortunate situation where the law sort of changed behind them. And so what this bill does is it quite simply accounts for that group of students, primarily foreign-trained dentists, to enable them to sit for the exam as they had intended. This bill is supported by the Board of Dentistry, the Florida Dental Association, and I'll just also remark that I've had constituents come to me in my office who are in this situation and express support for it and explain the need for it. It's not a controversial bill, but I'm sure there'll be some interesting questions, so I look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you for the bill analysis and presenting your bill. We don't have any amendments, but I'm sure the members of the committee have some questions of you. So I'll entertain the first question. Who has the first question?
For the order. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You recognize?
Representative Rodriguez, it says here that new law did not include grandfather for these applicants or students. Whose grandfather is that?
You're recognized.
Thank you. I'm not aware of whose grandfather that is, Representative Gonzalez, but I would say that if I may be permitted to speculate, representing District 111, as you do, you'll be aware the University of Florida operates the Hialeah Dental Clinic. And that's a great service to our community and to your district. And so I would speculate that perhaps somebody's grandfather is a foreign-trained dentist who's being certified to practice, and they might be at that facility.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. One follow-up. That brings up one follow-up.
Do you know the address of that dental clinic in Hialeah?
I did it one time. I do not this morning.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions?
I believe it's on, I think it's on 79th.
Okay. Any other? Okay. All right. We do have two members of the public wish to testify on the bill. Under public testimony, we have Irene Moraro Tazari with the Florida Dental Association. Okay, thank you. She was in support. Ron Watson with the Florida Dental Association. Okay, Mr. Watson was in support. Thank you very much. Okay, we're back on the bill and debate. Any debate on this bill? Okay. Okay, Representative, here no debate. Representative Rodriguez, you're recognized to close on your bill. Okay, Representative Rodriguez, having wave closed. Bobby, would you please call the roll?
Representatives Campbell?
Yes.
Diaz?
Yes.
Gonzalez?
Yes.
Nelson?
Yes.
Oliva? Rader?
Yes.
Wallerson?
Yes.
Rodriguez? Rooney?
Yes.
Saunders?
Yes.
Spano is excused. Watson?
Yes.
Chair Robertson?
Yes.
Bill passes.
Okay, your bill will be reported favorably. Okay. Okay, members, this concludes our agenda, and Representative Watson moves that we rise unless there's objection. Upon the motion of Representative Watson, the meeting is adjourned.